This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk 5, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Cody.
And Mark.
And the government is trying all sorts of things to prevent, to flatten the curve, as they call it. But they're not the only ones. Apple and Google are devising a way of creating contact tracing apps that would use Bluetooth technology to monitor whether or not you've been in close proximity to someone who has tested positive for coronavirus. Now, at the moment, it's worth pointing out that this is considered a voluntary app for now.
Oh, this is just how they work it into the system, that they've already been tracking you all this time anyways for the last decade. This is just when you voluntarily agree to all the tracking that's already taking place.
Voluntarily agree to it when you use, like, Google Maps or something like that.
Who has read what they're actually taking advantage of, what they're actually tracking, your camera and your GPS and the whole nine, and your contacts? That's the first thing you sign off. That's why the app is free. You are actually giving them your data, which is worth lots to them.
There are ways to get around all of that, though.
How about Google Maps? How do you get around that? Because I use it, and I don't know any other ways, but that's owned by
Google.
Yeah. So, well, how do you get around? I need a map system to deliver packages. What do I do?
Somebody has something out there, but that doesn't mean it's as good as Google Maps is.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that Google Maps is good is because they're tracking your whereabouts, right? Like,
so you know where you're at on the map, so you can, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they get some idea of where the roads are and those kind of things. I mean, sure, they show some driveways as roads, but all in all, they're very useful, and people get lost. I get lost less than I did, and I was pretty good with a map back in the day.
I don't recall getting lost since I began using GPS regularly to navigate places that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
You know?
But the best part about it is talking to the boomers out there and the Xers who actually grew up with the paper maps, the worst part about a paper map is when you get some road that's been built in the last year.
Oh, sure.
That wasn't there a year ago when the map was written, was published.
Well, yeah, like Rand McNally made their living on putting out a new atlas for each state every single year, and that atlas was very useful. I mean, it was great, but obviously, I would imagine their business model has been kicked right in the teeth.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they wish that they had put that app out because they had this information, you know? And, well, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Derek calling from Florida. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So last week in Jacksonville, the Mayo Clinic started laying off some employees because there's just no work to go around.
Now, what is the Mayo Clinic? Isn't that a drug facility? A drug treatment facility?
The Mayo Clinic, it's a hospital down here. It's just like a Baptist Health or whatever city your hospital has. We have a Mayo Clinic down here. And certain cities throughout America have Mayo Clinic. And they are laying off employees because there's just no patients coming in. There's no panic.
I was at the hospital in Saipan recently because I got a little piece of rusty metal stuck in my hand while I was scuba diving. And I was afraid that, that I might get some kind of infection as a result. I wasn't sure what was going on. Went into the hospital to get it checked out. I had to go through some kind of corona screening in order to you know, get in the waiting room and do those kind of things.
Corona screening? Like they took your temperature or they actually stuck something in your nose?
They took my temperature. They made sure I washed my hands. They did a few things. And then, but, you know, I was told, you know, there's no infection here, man. Give us $300. But
it was that much?
It was like that, yeah.
And well, you weren't concerned about tetanus? Didn't the CDC come out and say that most people are asymptomatic anyway, so what's the point of checking people's temperature?
I don't know the answer to that, but they're checking people's temperatures.
Well, so we'll probably never know what percentage of people have coronavirus, COVID-19,
exactly,
but are asymptomatic.
And partly people just want to be able to do something. So I would agree that checking temperature is superior to not checking temperature. And if you're doing it because that's what you want to do and it's not being done because of some kind of government mandate, then, well, that's your business. You know, if I want to check people's temperature coming into my home in order to help prevent the spread of any infection, let alone corona, I can do that. So, you know, fine.
Well, yeah, I wanted to give you guys the info about the Mayo Clinic. It's a hospital. It's a major hospital down here in Jacksonville, Florida. And they aren't seeing patients, so they're having to lay off doctors and nurses. So as much as they say our hospitals are stretched thin,
On the way to this studio, I drive past our hospital, just Dartmouth, and every time I drive by that parking lot, it is empty. There are people parked on the emergency side, but there's no one in the customer side, and there's no one behind the building either. I don't even know. That whole place is just a ghost ship. There's no one running it. There's no one there.
Gary, thank you so much for the call. I'm not surprised. If I had some sort of illness that I felt I could probably deal with on my own at this point in time, I would definitely not go to the hospital. So I imagine that we're seeing substantially reduced cases of people.
Which is probably a lot of people, by the way.
Cut their hands on a rusty nail or whatever. They're like, I'm just not going to go there because then I'll get COVID, right?
Right. And even if you had symptoms that might be COVID, is it a good idea to go to the hospital? I mean, are you going to be more comfortable there? Are you going to be happier there? You know, most people who are getting COVID are not dying. They're not even needing respirators. And so it seems like the reasonable thing to do is to go to the hospital an hour or two before you need a respirator. And that's about it.
Walk it off, Mark.
Well, I don't know whether you can walk it off or not, and certainly there's some 49-year-old man out there who's died of COVID-19, probably had a pre-existing condition, but probably one of them, you know, at this point we've got tens of thousands of deaths, probably one guy who was 49 years old, who didn't have any, who's in reasonably good shape, wasn't obese, wasn't a smoker, you know, these kind of things. Probably one guy died, but, you know, sometimes that's it. Your number comes up, and out you go.
Well, in order to prevent, or what they're saying is to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Apple and Google surprised us with an announcement that the companies are spinning up a system to enable widespread contact tracing. The effort is barely 2.5 weeks old, and so there are many open questions about how it's going to work and how actually private it's going to be. As far as Apple and Google go, I don't trust them at all with this information. Now, they do already have access to our GPS tracking and things like that, but what these apps are going to do is use Bluetooth to communicate with one another. It's more decentralized than GPS is. Every device that you walk past will have registered that it, you know, passed by your phone. It's a Bluetooth trace of everywhere you're going.
It's the future. It's coming.
It kind of feels like we already have this going with the GPS, though.
But this is decentralized.
So what?
Well, so it can't be prevented as easily as just shooting down a satellite.
Has anyone ever shot down a Google GPS satellite?
Not yet.
But it's centralized.
So
decentralized are obviously more prone to surviving catastrophic events than centralized networks.
I don't see how this relates to Corona. I mean, they already have the information. And, so, I mean, so what difference does it make how they're getting the information if they already have it?
in the event that GPS isn't usable for whatever reason.
That's going to happen because of Corona?
I'm not the one building the app. Ask Google.
All right.
I'm just saying that it's using Bluetooth to do this.
Seems like the
GPS
kid in the back
tracking.
Of the bus going, I'm helping!
I don't think this is going anywhere. This is the future. Even if all three of us refuse to use this technology, this is what we're looking forward to. People are going to love it.
I definitely find my phone. We'll get back into this in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about Intercoin.
Yeah, today large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google, and now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from InterCoinInc.com, Intercoin Inc. for advertising. And if you think freedom is important too, just like we do, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this product and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org.
Thank you.
Not Intercoin. Inter. I-N-T-E-R.
So this isn't the first time that some company came up with this idea, or some government came up with the idea of using technology to track people who have been in contact with others. I think it was done in, I can't even remember now, so there's no point in speculating what country it was, but the UK has one, at least, that's supposedly voluntary for now. The problem, of course, is that no one wants to use this sort of app. Even people who aren't crazy privacy-minded like us don't want to use this app. And I can't say that I blame them. Some countries have turned to technological means in an effort to enforce public health authorities to find more people who may have been exposed and to do so more efficiently, but none of these are going to be as effective as having a device in your pocket that monitors whether or not you've been within 15 feet of someone who has been in contact with
the virus. Here's how they're going to fix that. If they provide incentives, if you can get a discount on your next Apple buy or whatever Google is selling these days, which insurance company is tracking their guys with their app?
Progressive has a little device that they put in your car.
Yeah, Progressive has basically an app that, or the device in your car, which monitors how fast you go, how much you brake or how fast you brake, all as an incentive by lowering your rates. So if these two companies could figure out the hook, they can get all kinds of people to install this app so that they can monitor you. I do believe the three of us. I'm not doing it. Well, the guy with Google Apps, but I mean, I do believe there are enough Gen Zs out there who are scared out of their minds who will jump all over this just because it's the thing to do.
See, I don't even see them having to do that. I think it will just come down as in the next software update, the next operating system update, and it will be something that you have to know is there and something that you have to go in and turn off.
Correct. And that's the other way to do it, just to have it running in the background. You don't know what's up unless you go into your special settings and go through three pages and find that one box that says to uncheck the fact that you're being tracked and being your information is being sent to every phone in your vicinity. But, I mean, how many apps are already doing this?
Well, quite a few.
Yeah.
The Facebook app is certainly doing it to an extent. The Messenger app, all of these. It's unpleasant, really, the extent to which phones are just constantly collecting data on us and sending that information back to companies over which we have no control.
And, well, the thing is that it's not like this problem hasn't been foreseen by the geeks and even solved to some extent by the geeks. It's that the average person, enough people that would be interested, that would make it interesting enough to, the demand isn't there, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There's just not enough people. Right now, we could figure out how to have a phone that doesn't track us, but instead, we want the iPhone 27.
Yeah.
Not me.
And my guess is that, in fact, Samsung and the Android software is, in fact, worse.
I don't know if it's worse.
It's cheaper.
It would be hard to be worse than some of the things that Apple has done.
Okay.
I don't know how much better it is. Of course, you can always root your phone or install a customized operating system like
right.
Lineage OS or something like that.
And that's cheap. Not easy, but cheap.
It's free if you do it yourself.
Well,
I would not recommend the average person do it themselves.
Right. Even if there was a business that was out there, you know, here, you know, we open up the little shop where Aria's phone routing service. Do you expect to make a killing, or do you expect to go out of business in 6 months?
Oh, I would be out of business in six
months. It's because
for sure.
People just won't do it.
No, I mean, people can't be bothered to click a button that would install an extension to Google Chrome that would pretty much eliminate 99% of its data tracking. They know, and they just don't care. And that's one of the things the guy who wrote this article at The Verge mentions, is that he just isn't really that concerned about his digital footprint. He goes on to say that the biggest concern most people have expressed about this collaboration is that it will lead to damaging privacy violations. Democratic senators have led the charge here. I'm less worried. For one thing, Apple and Google's system is cleverly designed to maximize individual privacy.
What?
Flagrantly untrue. It avoids capturing location data and instead records only the proximity of your smartphone to someone else's. But if any of the phones in this network have GPS enabled, you can triangulate the position of almost any of the phones in the network, if three of them, rather,
right,
within close proximity of each other. It's not...
There it is. Yeah.
The data's still there. And for another, I value my own privacy less during a public health emergency. Can you imagine just saying something like that?
Yeah, he just did. A lot of people are saying that these days.
Well, I recited someone else saying that.
If I thought that I could have some effect on, saving lives during the coronavirus, sure. And I was, I had voluntarily opted in into having less privacy in my life for a short period of time, sure. But the chances are very good in this circumstance. What they call opting, agreeing, isn't going to be what we would call agreeing.
Absolutely.
Many times you're dealing with these programs, these tracking programs on at least Google, where you don't even think about them watching where you're going, collecting information until they pop up some little thing that says, how'd you like that restaurant you were just at?
Mm-hmm.
The person goes on to say, I trust Apple and Google to prevent my personal health information from being identified as mine and shared with others. But given the design of the system, I fail to see how a breach would be catastrophic, even if it did somehow materialize. So this person is totally okay with the possibility that all of their health information could be distributed on the World Wide Web for anyone to access. They see no issue. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump accuses the World Health Organization of fueling the coronavirus pandemic by failing to sound an alarm quickly enough and being too friendly to China. For that, he says he's cutting off U.S. funding.
While a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus,
The president also said, though he's in charge, governors do have a role in deciding when to lift states' orders.
We have beautiful pieces, beautiful states with capable governors. They know when it's time to open, and we don't want to put pressure on anybody. I'm not going to put any pressure on any governor to open.
But he did say he would come down hard on any state that doesn't adhere to strict state guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Carney.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the coronavirus here. But before that, you can join liberty-minded, voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It may be the only event that happens for the rest of the year, simply because we don't really care.
It may be the last event of our lives, so do it while you're still breathing.
It may very well be. So, Ian has pointed out that they say that privacy is protected with this Google and Apple tracking thing. But if your phone is, if the whole point is to notify you that you've been in contact with someone who has COVID-19, then their privacy, their health privacy, literally can't be a thing. Because that's being communicated to you. You may not be able to identify which of these people you've come in contact with who has it, right? But your phone is, their phone is going to be telling everyone, hey, this person had COVID-19.
I'm not sure. I think it seems like you're putting a pretty fine point on it here. If somebody's telling you you've been in contact with somebody who has COVID-19, but not who it is, I'm not sure that anyone's privacy has been violated.
Well, let's take what CVS did.
Okay.
The CVS here in Keene had an employee who had tested positive for COVID-19.
On Wednesday, and then shut down on Saturday in order to disinfect.
Yeah. But I go to CVS multiple times a week.
Okay.
I could pinpoint which employee is no longer there.
All right.
If I wanted to.
Okay.
I could destroy that employee's privacy with reasonable certainty that this is the person who was infected. Hmm. So it's just a matter of having access to that information. I go there enough where I would have access to that information.
Well,
all of this information about who we are and what we're doing is in our phones.
The program doesn't tell you how many times you've been in contact with the person, does it?
It might.
It might
pop up an alert saying, hey, you're near somebody who has COVID-19. And then next time you go to Walmart.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. And then the next time you go to Walmart with the same cashier, it pops it up again. Oh, well, now you
beginning
know.
Beginning to wonder, yeah.
All right, how does this app indicate who has it or doesn't have it? How is that information, that data, reported to these establishments? How does Google and Apple get your medical information, or is it self-identifying? By the way, you click the button yourself saying, oh, I got COVID.
It would be that.
Okay, so it's not they're getting information from the medical establishment.
Right. If you had COVID-19, and not to even get into how many trolls there are out there who would specifically tell the app that they had COVID-19 just to make the situation worse.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And there are plenty of people who would do it.
Yep.
Well, there was somebody licking deodorants and, has been arrested for licking deodorants in Walmart, right? I mean, somebody out there is going to do it. Now, I would ask you, is that an aggressive act?
It was aggressively stupid.
Is it aggressive? If you believe that you have COVID and you apparently are attempting to infect a horde of innocent strangers, is that aggression?
Yes.
We've had this conversation.
I would concur. Now, what is the...
But I would say the same thing about the flu, about pneumonia, about even the common cold.
Yep.
I would say the same about HIV. I would not say the same about the cold. I'm saying that's a...
You are inflicting bodily harm on someone knowingly and deliberately.
There's a level of aggression, but it's not... I guess what we're considering the outcome, what the outcome would be in the long run from the cold.
I'm not saying it's worth shooting someone in the face with a 12 gauge for trying to give you the common cold, but it's certainly an act of aggression to intentionally get someone sick.
Agreed.
But what's the punishment? Depending on what the disease is, one spinal meningitis on one end of and the common cold on the other.
I wouldn't prescribe any punishment. I would leave the individual afflicted or the individual aggressed against to determine the punishment for themselves.
So they have to meet it out on their own.
Or hire someone to do it. I don't care how they do it.
There's some.
It's not my business, and I'm not getting involved in it.
The guy who was licking deodorant is not going to take on any punishment on him. He's not going to inflict any punishment on himself. He was happy.
No, he's not. Yeah. I mean, that's some fang and tooth stuff there. I mean, that's what people are trying to avoid is a society where you have to go out and meet punishment out on your own.
Well, I don't see how subletting the punishment to the state is any better.
Well, the purpose of the criminal justice system as it exists is to protect the criminal. The reason that we have all these maxims like it is better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent one be imprisoned and ideas like that were put together by people who saw what mob violence was like. It ain't pretty. And mobs aren't great judges. So, this is the probable, almost certain future of getting rid of some kind of criminal justice system.
I don't see the American justice system as being any improvement whatsoever over just mobs.
Oh, it's an improvement over mobs. Not much, but it's an improvement. It could be better. I don't mean not much.
I imagine the innocent people in prison would disagree with that assessment.
It's definitely a lot cheaper. You just get your lynch and going and gets over it. They get back to work on Monday.
Yeah, but
whereas you keep some dude alive for the next 50 years,
yeah,
and we're paying for it.
Okay, so the Salem witch trials don't convince you that mob violence is a bad thing.
Oh, I'm not saying it's the way to do it. I'm just saying it's cheaper.
Yeah. The state enacted the Salem witch trials on behalf of the mob.
On behalf of the mob, yes.
Yeah, so if the state court system is at the mercy of the mob anyway, you're just hiring some other entity to carry out your punishments for you.
I think what you see there is an incipient state court system trying to learn its way in a culture where mob violence is the norm. That it is saying that, look, these people are going to be executed one way or the other, and you know, we might as well get in front of this parade rather than them doing it without our say-so.
I don't think I want a justice system that, you know, puts pragmatism before everything else. I think it should put justice before everything else.
I hear you. And I think today a judge can attempt to put justice before everything else. I'm not saying they do every time. They certainly don't.
You know, I say make Judge Dredd better again. Great again. I'm gonna get that hat.
This is a character in from 2000 AD, a comic series in like the 70s and 80s.
A British character, too, yeah. I think.
And it's brilliant. Satire of sort of a dystopian future where police are judges. And
executioners.
Judge, jury, executioner. And the minimum punishment appears to be the ISO cube for 1 year. Just great stuff.
Bring them back. We can use them in this time of dread.
I think it's fascinating. It's a fascinating look at a world where they are attempting to make a hero from a villain.
I would say that's fairly accurate to our world and the role of the state.
So the state, right. I don't know. I would say that the human primate needs governance. Certainly, I wouldn't claim that governance needs to be a monopolistic, top-down, hierarchical monopoly.
Okay.
So, attempts at governance are better and worse. I wouldn't say that the governance we had is as good as, the Hobbesian anarchy.
Yeah, I would suggest the only governance an ape needs is self-governance. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Tony M., who is tonight's amplifier. Now, he's in a platinum amplifier. Tony M.
Okay, great.
So, Tony, thank you so much. Platinum means that he contributes $25 per month to the amp program. Of course, we don't ask that. All we ask to join is $5 per month. So anything more than that is just amazing. Thank you so much, Tony. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you may consider joining the AMP program. It comes with a number of cool little features like the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only Facebook group, and even an AMP-only chat, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. So check it out. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Tony M., thank you so much for your contributions, and we hope you continue amplifying the show. So let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Not to be confused with Boney M.
I don't know what that means.
Boney M.
Musical group, Boney M.
Okay.
From back in the day when Mark was born.
Okay.
And,
I don't remember it.
Don't you have a guy on hold named Lonnie?
What is your point, David? Do you have a point to make tonight?
There's supposedly a guy that's been holding for two hours named Lonnie. But anyhow, yeah, I got a point.
Well, we took his call and he had connection issues. So, I mean,
Did you forget him at that point?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
Well, I hit the hold button and just sat there.
Sorry, Lonnie.
Well, I mean, there were connection issues. Mm-hmm.
Mark, what you needed, you gave them $300 unnecessarily. What you needed is you needed a tetanus booster. That's all you needed, and that you should have gone in and just say, I need a tetanus booster, and then you would have got a tetanus booster and you'd have been good.
Yeah, I guess it was probably the consultation from the doctor, but I was also trying to get whatever that malarial drug was. See if I could get that too.
David is not a medical doctor.
No, but that's what I got, though. He's correct that I did get a tetanus booster.
Hydroxychloroquine? Is that what you were after, Mark?
Yeah, that's the thing. At the time, I didn't know the name, and heck, I still don't.
And that Mayo Clinic, the original Mayo Clinic, the William Mayo, who his original clinic was started in a town near our family farm. He started in a little wooden house. It was both his house and his doctor's office, and it's pretty, if you ever go through St. Peter, Minnesota, it's pretty cool to visit. They turned it into a little museum, and it's pretty cool, and it turned into probably the best medical clinic in the world, the Mayo Clinic. And government media cabal. Here's a good one. You ever know-
David, thank you so much for the call. You're boring me. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Poor Lonnie.
That they match the rest of it.
Are you there, Lonnie?
You know what I mean. Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up, Ben?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. Trev. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind, Lonnie?
I wanted to dovetail what Mark was saying with the masks being so crazy. I walked into a mask at the top of the first hour. Mark was saying how he walked into a bank with a
again, put style, it on. You know? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Lonnie. You're breaking up too badly. Sorry. Keep it going. We've got Dave from Arkansas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, okay. It's Steve, by the way, but my southern accent probably sounds like Dave when he asked me.
It's pretty wild.
But anyway, I called, I don't know, a week ago or so and was asking some questions about the libertarian stance on some things. And I've been listening to you guys every night on my way home. And I guess last night it was a different set of guys. I think somebody named Nobody was on there. And, you know, I hear a lot of just conflicting things, and I'm just kind of curious. Like, Ari, I heard you a while ago say something about the innocent people in jail. Is that – who are you referencing when you say the innocent people in jail?
Everyone who is being held against their will who has not committed an act of aggression.
Okay. So drug dealers shouldn't be in jail?
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, it depends. If they hurt someone and they're, you know, while they were dealing drugs, if they broke into someone's house and, you know, robbed someone or they beat someone up, then yes. But
that's not inherent in being a drug dealer.
So a lot of drug dealers are kind of, they're criminals in a lot of aspects. But no, if all they were doing was just selling drugs.
I don't think my pharmacist over there at CVS is a criminal in other aspects.
Well, she's legal. She's on a whole other planet.
But she's still a drug dealer.
But I'm talking about the guy
who's... So my point is the black market is what creates those sorts of criminal activities.
Exactly. So, yes, the problem is not the... The problem is the black market. If we can get that...
Is the law that created the black market.
Yes, if we can get a spotlight on all these transactions that are taking place, you would get safer drugs, you would get less shady underhanded deals.
You'd also get cheaper drugs, which I think is really important. If somebody who's going to do heroin can get their heroin at a reasonable price, and they don't need to break into my house and put my family in danger and steal my stuff, they can just go out and get a job and get some heroin, you don't see anybody breaking into people's houses over bottles of liquor. You see crimes committed by people who have drank a bottle of liquor, but you don't usually see somebody breaking into a house to get a bottle of liquor.
And not to mention, if they did have a problem with opium, which you can get legally, but heroin is stigmatized, and if they did have a problem with heroin, they would actually, it wouldn't be so taboo of an idea to actually go out and seek counsel, to seek help from agencies out there that I have a heroin problem.
I mean, this is why the Silk Road was a gift to humanity, because it allowed people to safely buy quality drugs at lower prices than they could otherwise find on the streets without having to deal with drug dealers, some of whom would be violent, most of whom would never test their product to make sure it's pure, having no idea what they're getting. The Silk Road prevented all of that.
It's true. Did the gentleman have something to respond to that? Because he asked a question and there was a lot of talking.
So what I'm gathering is you guys are cool with any drugs? I mean, you want to do drugs, go do drugs.
Look, if you decided to chug a big gulp full of gasoline, I would advise you against it. I think it's a bad idea. I don't recommend it, but
I'm not criticizing. I'm trying to wrap my head around
the libertarian notion. The libertarian notion suggests that the drug war is more dangerous than the drug use. And there's a great deal of evidence to support the position. It, of course, is not a completely supported position, nor is it a completely undermined position.
Okay. Well, yesterday I heard Nobody talking about shooting politicians in the head and killing cops.
I try to handle that when I'm on the show.
All right.
I'm not on the show every night, so I wasn't here for the whatever nobody said, and I would caution against taking advice from nobody on that.
I'm just curious, like, what percentage of libertarians share that sentiment? Or I mean,
well, if the sentiment is shooting cops, I would say almost none of them. It's easy to say that you support shooting cops. But in my opinion, actions are stronger than words.
Right. People that support shooting cops shoot cops. They don't talk about it.
Yeah. It's like a really good guard dog is not the one who barks at intruders.
That's
it's the one who attacks intruders.
That's a guard dog.
Yeah, it's the one that rips someone's face off or something. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but, I mean, the point that police are the tip of the spear of statism is well taken, right? Like, Hitler, it is said, killed no one. And it was all the SS and his people that followed Hitler's order. So if we can take that argumentum ad absurdum, and then we can apply it to life today, whatever tyrannical and bad laws we have in the country, and everybody says we have some, they are all enforced by law enforcement officers, and none of them are enforced by politicians. So we can say all the bad things we want to say about politicians, and many of them, those things are well said, but the truth of the matter is, it is we the people that do it to ourselves. It's the monkeys going after the monkeys, going up the ladder, trying to tear them down, or whatever the old analogy is.
And my question is, to get on politics, my question is, I've always been a conservative. I'm just conservative by nature, whether that's church or my job, my fiscally. I mean, I just believe in, it's just the way I was raised. But I'm sick and tired of the people that I voted for, just the way they're behaving.
Dave, I think that most Americans agree with that sentiment, even if they didn't vote for them. I'm sick of the way politicians are behaving. I mean, Biden versus Trump, the two most disgusting people in the United States, second to only Trump and Hillary. And that's the politicians people had to vote for.
Bucket of crabs theory, Mark, is one of them.
That's the one of them, yeah.
But you also have the banana monkeys.
Yep.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.